We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Matt Ryan spoke about some of the evolution that the Falcons made this offseason.
I'm excited about it. I really believe the longer I play, more and more games are won on the front side of the ball on both sides. Offensive and defensive line, you don't have a chance if you don't play well there. I was fired up when they made those moves.
He's talking about the moves on the offensive line, the draft picks in the first round.
I guarantee you he went in there and was pounding his fist on the table. You need to protect me.
Yeah.
I am not going to be hit 114 times again next year. I'm sorry, I will leave.
That's an interesting point. Do you think it was Matt Ryan that pounded the table the hardest? Or was it Arthur Blank that pounded the table? Because Arthur Blank,
apparently... Well, I think Alex Mack had something to say. I want two grown-ass men flanking me on the side. Bring in some rookies if you want.
Yeah, if we can get a better guy out there on the right end, too, that'd be nice, too.
Yes,
get a right tackle who can block and not get Matt Ryan pounded. Because we know that Thomas Dimitroff made that promise to Arthur Blank that he would fix the offensive line.
Never again is what he basically told
me. The Thomas promise, as we're calling it. Yeah, never again. Nice. We'll never let Matt Ryan get hit like that again. So I think it was probably a combination of many of them. But that all speaks to what we're asking here, which is the changes that have been made from last year to this. And it's not just the Falcons in the division. You look from top to bottom what the Bucs have done, basically getting rid of their entire coaching staff.
How much of a mystery are the Bucs? I know Bruce Arians is regarded as this quarterback whisperer, this shaman, this master psychologist. Can he finally get through to Jameis and a D-knucklehead Jameis?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you talk about going into 2019, who would be the biggest mystery in the NFL?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is if not number one, they're in the top three. I think the Browns are always a mystery just because they're the Browns, and everyone's excited about them, which is uncomfortable and weird. but it's like, wait, you guys are excited
like parallel universe
about
Browns
who?
Are relevant.
What are we doing here? All right, I get it. All right. There's a lot going on there. But no, the Bucs with talent, they have it. They have talent. We understand that. They replace Gerald McCoy, who they cut, with Ndamukong Suh, which was one of the big defensive lineman names that was available. They have a defensive line that they've spent money and draft picks on over the last few years. It hasn't worked out to be a great defensive line, but at least they have guys there that you're familiar with.
It's like a bunch of names that have underachieved,
seems like. Yeah, and they got the quarterback, who was the number one pick a handful of years ago, going into the final year of his rookie contract with a lot to prove, with, like you said, a head coach who's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer.
He's playing for his professional life this year.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely
is. You watch
him
have a monster year. How often do guys have monster years and contract years? It's just human nature.
If he did, would that surprise you, though?
It wouldn't surprise me if he has a great year.
Me either. And that's the Bruce Arians effect. And again, that could very well be the answer to the question, which team has evolved the most in the NFC South? I mean, you got the Panthers.
I think they're devolving, the Panthers.
They get
what is
they
Cam
get Gerald
be?
McCoy. No, and I think Cam Newton is the bottom line. He hasn't thrown a football in how long?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time he threw a football?
Another shoulder surgery. Remember after he got hit by T.J. Watt, that's when their season collapsed.
Exactly
hit
right.
Hit him perfectly where that shoulder was repaired. He couldn't throw the ball 30 yards last year.
Now, the one thing you'll say about the biggest question mark they have and is going to be the make or break of their season is Cam's health, his ability to play. They were actually a pretty good team last year at the beginning of the year, you remember. I mean, they were right up there with the Saints.
I think McCaffrey's turned into quite the player. He's 800 yards receiving, 800 mm-hmm. yards rushing. He's gave the Falcons fits.
But then Cam couldn't throw anymore,
nope.
And everything went down the toilet. They
draft Will Greer, too. So.
Right, so they got Will Greer behind him. But they've clearly gone all in on the defensive line. This is what their projective front includes, starters and backups, all right? Kawan Short, Dontari Poe, who was there last year, Gerald McCoy, who they signed yesterday, Brian Burns, who they drafted, Bruce Irvin, who they signed, who was here, Vernon Butler, Mario Addison, and Christian Miller.
That's a lot of veterans
right
there.
It's a lot of firepower.
That's a lot of some of those guys might be on the backside of their career, clearly, but that's pretty stout. But Carolina's always had stout defensive lines. Seems like they always mm-hmm. have. That's kind of been their calling card for years and years before Cam got there.
And then you throw Kuechly behind them, who's one of the best linebackers in
the
NFL.
He's like one concussion away, though, from an ear bleed and mm-hmm. retirement, I think. That's kind of scary.
It is scary.
You can't possibly take one more.
There was that moment, was it last year or the year before, where he had the really bad, he's like crying on the field, didn't seem to know where he was.
That's awful.
He's wearing this thing. He's got this like almost like a neck, like a choker necklace, but it's obviously medical. It's not a necklace. He's got this thing that somehow like stores the blood in his brain. It cuts. I read an article about it. It's very unusual.
Is it like the copper bracelet?
Yeah, it's effect, like that. Something yeah. like that. But so, like, when you make a hit with your head, there's more cushion up there because there's more. I don't know. It sounds like a long way to go.
It serves a purpose. It's not cosmetic.
Sounds like a long way to go to try to keep yourself on the football field when you're that close to being off the football field with all those injuries. But so those are the changes that the Panthers have made. And then the Saints haven't done a ton because they haven't had to do a ton because their
defense
pretty...
is going to be stout. But I think Drew Brees might have been hurt last year, the second part of the season. There's going to be an inevitable decline. It's going to happen. I think it might happen this year. I just have a feeling.
It's going to happen eventually.
Unger's gone, the center.
Right.
That's a big deal.
They bring in Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle from the Patriots. They drafted Eric McCoy from Texas A&M to replace Unger. So that's what they've done on the offensive line. I think the biggest change the Saints made during the offseason was the rule change that they advocated for. Was all the whining that they did to get the NFL to allow pass interference to be reviewable. Now, the best part, my favorite part that's going to happen and affect the Saints in 2019 is when Marshon Lattimore gets flagged 15 times in the first 3 weeks for pass interference and holding because he's the most grabbiest defensive back of the entire NFL, and they maybe wish that they didn't, you know, make
be
that rule change.
Be careful what you wish for,
because
right?
coaches are going to be throwing the flag and say, hey, we'd like to review that Marshon Lattimore hold there. I think Julio Jones will probably be chief among the players advocating for that because that dude, ooh, yeah. Anyway, to me, that's one of the biggest. That's what they've done. I would say, just from a philosophical standpoint, in terms of the evolution, I would say that the Falcons are the answer in the NFC South.
I absolutely agree with that. That was clear. You can sit there and say they didn't do enough for the defensive line. We've got some veteran guys, and they're probably going to play. Jack Crawford's not terrible, by any stretch. You got Grady.
No,
but it's just kind of funny. For years and years, we're complaining about. You got to draft offensive linemen. You got to draft offensive linemen. Then when we finally do it, the fan base is kind of disappointed. It's just never happy. Never satisfied.
I tweeted it out that night on draft night when people were up in arms. And look, I understand the initial reaction of you're spending months talking about pass rushers, corners, and other. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away from the table with two offensive linemen. It's not sexy. I get it. But if we spent the last two seasons talking about protecting Matt Ryan, which we have.
A 34-year-old quarterback who can give you four more good years if you just protect him, maybe even five.
Absolutely.
So it's paramount you do that.
You listen to some of these other quarterbacks talk. Did you hear what Russell Wilson said? Russell Wilson said he wants to play till he's 45. Tom Brady said the same thing. Drew Brees is going to be 40 this year.
Well, you're seeing it. The rule changes are helping that, too.
Yeah,
you can't basically touch
the
quarterback anymore.
Speaking of that, I do want to talk more about the Falcons' philosophical shift. But Adam Humphries made his free agent decision based on the fact that he didn't think Tom Brady would be in the league long enough to want to go play with him. He chose the Tennessee Titans and Marcus Mariota over Tom Brady because he didn't think Tom Brady would be around. So my question to Adam Humphries is this. Would you choose 1 year of Tom Brady over potentially 4 years of Marcus Mariota? I wouldn't.
No way. There's no way.
I'll take 1 year of Brady because you know what that's going to get you, at least into the playoffs. Marcus Mariota might even be the quarterback at Tennessee 2 years
from now. The thing is, when a Brees and Brady decline, it's going to happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to just like that.
Just like we talked about with Todd Gurley. I mean, it happens to everybody in the NFL. As soon as you fall off the...
Well, his is more injury-related, of course. We're talking just age. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, or with Peyton Manning. I guess that was injury-related, too. But
yeah, he couldn't throw anymore.
The arm came back a little bit when he first got to Denver.
Like nine neck surgeries.
Yeah, and then he couldn't throw the football. He still won a Super Bowl, but he couldn't throw the football. But no, when you look at what the Falcons did, in terms of drafting offensive linemen, like you said, Rob, where they wouldn't do it, for years, where Thomas Dimitroff's philosophy for years was, all right, we'll try to get a diamond in the rough, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. We'll spend free agent money on offensive linemen and plug and play, which is a bad philosophy.
Plug in some journeyman.
So he switched his way of thinking this offseason, and I think Dan Quinn did too. For Dan Quinn, was it two offseasons ago, to have the opportunity to revamp his coaching staff, and he hires a first-time offensive coordinator in the NFL in Steve Sarkisian, first-time defensive coordinator in the NFL in Marquand Manuel, and he saw it go the way that it went. He went 180 degrees different this offseason and hired hundreds of years worth of NFL Greg experience. Neck,
Dirk Cutter.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn's not going to have to walk in the offensive wing of Flowery Branch. They've got that over there.
Which is exactly what he wants, I think.
They basically got three offensive coordinators if you count Matt Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, so. No doubt. Mike Mularkey, who was a head coach in the NFL. I mean, they got guys in that
Knapp
room.
Knapp is still on the staff,
isn't he? Yeah, he's still the quarterback's coach. So, you know, you're right. You've got all that experience in that room, which is completely, for whatever reason, and I would love to find out at some point, like, why Dan Quinn went so young at first. What was the decision to go young,
well,
fresh,
certainly worked
new
with Sarkisian,
at first?
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Not Sarkisian, I mean Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, no doubt, that did. But at least Shanahan still, at that point, had been an offensive coordinator at other spots before, too. So there was, like, some level of track record.
Well, clearly it's because he wants to devote all of his time to he's the defensive coordinator now. He needs to get some guys, like I said, to the point where he doesn't even have to walk down that wing of the facility down up there at Flowery Branch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.